and you are listening to the Texas Standard. In the Lone Star State, as in many other states, all paths lead to the classroom, at least potentially. Educators don't need a teaching degree per se to be able to teach. The thinking has been, in Texas at least since the late 70s, someone who knows math could teach math but didn't need a special degree in education. In fact, since that time, institutions of higher education, Texas colleges and universities we're talking about here, have been prohibited from offering an undergraduate degree in education. Yes, you heard me correctly. Well, this, at least, is about to change with the passage of House Bill 3217. Once it gets the signature from the governor, assuming it will, it would bring back the old education degree in Texas. Glenda Ballard is dean of the School of Human Development and Education at St. Edward's University, a private university in the Lone Star capital city. Good to see you, ma'am. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm stunned to know that in Texas, at least since the 80s and forward, you couldn't get an education degree as an undergraduate student.
That is correct.
What was the thinking there? What was the philosophy there?
Well, there's a lot of conjecture about that, but many people felt like that we in education were overdoing the comprehensive nature of the need for teaching pedagogy, teaching classroom management, teaching the development of a child, that we focus too much on those things and that we de-emphasize the content.
Get to the reading, writing, arithmetic stuff.
Bingo, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it has been. Why now are we seeing this House Bill 3217 and why does it seem to have so much support?
The reason is because a few individuals came to realize that this indeed had been the case. Many of us in education have been complaining about this for a number of years to no avail, but fortunately we got to the point to where the climate was right. Plus, there's so much going on in education to get today in educator preparation, and so fortunately, we hit the right mark, and like you, every person that we've told this story has been aghast that we don't have the ability.
So what this would mean, at least in Texas, is that you could go to a Texas college university, you want to study education, you want to make a career as a teacher. Mm-hmm. And so that is going to have, it seems to me, at least the potential for career retention.
We're hoping so, but also the idea of marketing. It is so challenging to get students to agree to major in education today, because imagine you're 19 years old and you're looking for how to become a teacher and you have to end up in interdisciplinary
studies. Doesn't sound very compelling.
What is that?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
And so as a result, now we can recruit heavily for students who want to be teachers. We can really elevate the profession again. And that's the thing, as a lifelong educator, that really is important to me. Let's elevate our profession to what it needs to be.
But from the perspective of a parent, from the perspective of kids who are going through elementary school and high school, I think some will might hear about this and think, well, okay, so we've taken a bold new step. How much will this actually affect things in the classroom?
Hopefully, with the ability to have a few more hours focusing on those things that mean the most in education today, we can continue to improve and enhance the quality of the teacher, which will in turn enhance the quality of the classroom.
I guess one of the things I was trying to point out was my parents were educators, certainly, and something that troubled them often was when lawmakers would make decisions or take action when it came to public education, there was often a sort of a silver bullet mentality.
Yes.
Look, we've done this.
Yeah.
You're shaking your head.
Yes, exactly. And unfortunately, in our field, it's hard to find that magic bullet, that silver bullet. I think, though, what we have to do is we have to focus on the importance of this field and understand that if we aren't educated as a society, we aren't anything. And we've got to elevate that profession to that field again, to that level again.
What I hear you saying is that this is a start. It's not the solution.
Exactly. Exactly. It's one of many things that we need to do in Texas to continue to improve education.
Glenda Ballard is dean of the School of Human Development and Education at St. Edward's University, a private university in Austin. This has been something of an education itself. Dean Ballard, thank you so much for taking a few moments out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
We're very pleased. Thank you.